Let's jump across the Atlantic now for a look at another big environmental challenge, one where things are not yet looking up. We're going to southern Africa, which is in the throes of its worst drought in decades, affecting millions of people across the region. And it's been really tough on small farmers and gardeners who depend on rain to help feed their families. Bobby Bascom has our story from Pretoria, South Africa.
In my little garden here in Pretoria, sprinklers automatically go off every morning at 8 on the dot. They're doing a good job. My cucumbers have outgrown their trellis. I can't keep up with all the spinach. And as usual, mints and morning glories are trying to take over. Without the irrigation system, my garden would look very different. It would look more like my friend Mavis's garden. Mavis feeds cracked corn to chicks in front of her small cement house in the township of Mamelodi. She's in her early 50s and wears a colorful head wrap and a matching skirt every day because she says grannies shouldn't wear trousers. Mavis is a domestic worker. She cleans homes in neighborhoods like mine to support her 5 children and 7 grandchildren. Around the side of the house where they all live is a dusty patch of seedlings.
I put in cucumber
because I like it. And it's so expensive at the shops, green beans. And here I put the spinach, but I see it's not working. It's just this few here.
It's not working because South Africa is suffering through its worst drought in decades. It normally rains every afternoon here this time of year. You can practically set your watch to the 4 o'clock downpour. But this year, there's just more sun. The first of the seasonal rain should have come in October, but it didn't start raining this year till December, and then only sporadically. That's bad news for Mavis, who really counts on her garden.
You know, I have a budget. And then when it didn't rain, nothing grow up, and then I used my budget more. The children crying, hungry.
Her garden doesn't grow, and at the same time, the price of the staple food here in South Africa, a cornmeal called pap, has gone up by roughly 50%. The drought is partly responsible for that, too. It's been particularly bad in the country's breadbasket region. And the price of imported corn has gone up because of South Africa's weak currency. Other countries in the region are even worse off, especially Zimbabwe.
The harvest in April is likely to be extremely poor.
That's David Orr with the World Food Program in Johannesburg. Orr says there are almost 2.5 million people living with food insecurity in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe's government has declared a state of disaster and hopes international donors will step in to help. Nearby, Malawi and Zambia have also been hard hit. And in Mozambique, the price of corn has nearly doubled. All told, roughly 14 million people across the region are affected. But David Orr says there are things governments can do to help.
Things like investing more in irrigation, in water conservation, using drought-resistant seeds.
Orr says countries in the region should even consider moving away from thirsty crops like corn to others that require a lot less water. He says it's especially important to do these things now. This drought is likely tied to the current global El Nino, a temporary event, but climate scientists predict that southern Africa will be hotter and drier in the future in general. For Mavis and Mamelodi, the ins and outs of El Nino and climate change may be a little abstract, but she knows something's wrong.
Yeah, I think it's change of weather, I don't know, because everything now is changing.
Since she was a girl, Mavis says, she's waited for the week-long soft rain known as Nedopi to plant her crops. Nedopi just didn't come this year, but she's holding out hope that her prayers for rain will still be answered.
I want the rain every day, every day. Even if it rains, I'm on the street, I'm still coming home, or I'm going to the work, I don't care. When it rains, we must say, thanks God, because you wash us. Then we'll be fresh.
For now, the government of South Africa seems to be taking the same approach. They've declined to declare a state of emergency like Zimbabwe, and are hoping the late rains that have come will be enough to salvage this year's harvest. For the World, Bobby Bascom, Pretoria, South Africa.
You're with the World.